This is Ian Griffin with another edition of Professionally Speaking. I'm here at the Reagan Communicators Conference in Detroit at General Motors headquarters with Shell Holtz, who is the well-known expert on social media, and Shell's been a presenter, and he's the closing keynote tomorrow. How's it going, Shell?
It's going great, but I'd like to correct you. It's become sort of a negative to be referred to as a social media expert because there are so many posers making that claim, but I've never made that claim. I am a communications consultant with an expertise in online communication. Social media to me is just a logical progression, the logical evolution of online communication, and it'll continue to evolve. You won't recognize it in 5 years.
Okay, I stand corrected. So what's new? What do you see at the conference here or in general in the world of online communications?
Well, in the world of online communications, there's certainly a lot of new technologies emerging. In fact, I did a pre-con session yesterday on new technologies to be aware of, and I think the ones to really pay attention to are, first, augmented reality. Is this a term you've heard?
I have, yeah.
Okay, so for your listeners, augmented reality, if you've ever watched a football game and you see the yellow first down marker, that's augmented reality. It's not really there on the field, but it's been digitally added to the actual video image. And there's a lot of technology being developed to bring this to your computer and to your mobile phone and eventually to heads-up displays on glasses and contact lenses. And the technology is advancing fast and furious, and the marketing and communications opportunities there are huge. The other thing is, and it's directly related, is geolocation services. A lot of the augmented reality applications that you can get for your smartphone require your phone to know where you are so it can augment your reality where you are. So, for example, we could step outside onto Jefferson Street here in Detroit, and I could pull up an app that will show me where the bars and restaurants are and how they've been rated by services like Yelp if we were looking for a place to eat or have a drink.
Right. Yeah, I used to work at HP, in fact, and they have a Mediascapes, where you actually could play fantasy games like Dungeons and Dragons, but in real world, and I can see commercial applications for that, of course, like you just mentioned.
Certainly. You know, and another use of augmented reality is now to print the little QR marker, say in a magazine ad for a General Motors car, and when you hold it up to the webcam on your computer, it will show you a 3D version of that car that you can now turn around and look from the top and the side. So lots and lots of applications. But the geolocation is getting big with services like Foursquare and Gowalla that are really just the first movers in the area, but you're going to see a lot of this develop as well.
So if people are interested in finding out more about your thoughts, I understand you've got a very regular podcast of your own, and where do people go to connect with Shell Holtz?
Well, the primary place would be at www.holtz.com, which is just a sort of a placeholder with links to all of my other properties. But you're right, I've been podcasting since 2005. I have a co-host, Neville Hobson, in the UK, and we have been podcasting. In fact, we will on this coming Monday be doing episode 546, and that's just of the Hobson and Holtz Report. We also do interviews like this one, and we record speeches, which is maybe of interest because a lot of speakers would say, I don't want my speech being podcast because it's going to, you know, it's giving away for free what I usually charge for. I can't tell you how many people whose speeches have been heard on podcasts have gotten work because people say, I want that person coming into my organization or to my conference. You know, you give it away in order to earn it.
I believe that is so true. I many of the listeners to my podcast will know I'm active in the National Speakers Association, and I think that is kind of, as they say, so 20th century to be concerned about, you know, my content and the uses of not just podcasts but the YouTube videos and content that you can share. Only is like bees around a honeypot. More and more people want to know you.
That's exactly right. So, for example, we just put up an hour-long speech that Katie Payne did. She's sort of the goddess of social media measurement, and she was speaking at the New Communications Forum a couple of weeks ago and allowed me to record her podcast. It's been listened to many times. People have tweeted it. I guarantee you people are now aware of Katie, who had no clue who she was before that.
Right. Well, it was great to run into you at the conference here. Where are you off to for the remainder of the month or the remainder of the summer?
Oh, good heavens. Well, I'm doing the closing keynote tomorrow, and that's after a breakout session in the morning. Next week, I'm speaking at another Reagan conference on breakthrough communication strategies for employee communications, going from there to Minneapolis for an IEBC meeting where I'm speaking. Also speaking at a conference board session in New York later in the month and at an event in Philadelphia called Social Media Plus.
Well, it was great to run into you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.